4-5, we now talk cross country. A good showing on Saturday. Cold weather day at Lakin there is now they get prepared for GWAC coming up tomorrow down in Hugoton and regionals just around the corner as well next weekend here as we talk with head coach Joey Meyer. And coach, thanks for joining me here. And how are you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing good. How are you doing, Adam?
Doing great. Thank you here. Well, you know, I talked to you last Saturday there at the meet there at Lakin. It's always 100 degrees for your week one at Goodland. It's always in the 40s at Lakin, and that's the way it was when you ran on Saturday.
Yeah, it seems to happen that like that every year. It's, that weekend, it's supposed to be cold, so just mark it in.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, I think Saturday, cold weather, it seemed like your kids seemed to thrive on that. I mean, just remember looking at the list. It was just down the list, PR after PR.
Yeah, it was amazing. They you just seen them before they even ran. They just felt some more confident when we've been dealing with wind, heat, just everything this year, long courses. It just feels like we haven't had a perfect day to run, and this was finally it. So I was like, let's see what you got. Let's see what you have left in you. Your pace is going to be faster because after watching the JV, they were 30, 45 seconds faster than their first mile pace. So I was like, you got to go. It might feel like you're going too fast, but it's an easy course. It feels good, and you're going to stay more fresh in the cold weather. And, yeah, we had PRs all over the board. I think only three or four didn't PR for season PRs or career PRs.
Well, we'll start off real quickly with your girls. I think it was a good race for your team overall. I know it's been kind of one of those years where you've had injuries here or there throughout the season for them. But your newcomers, boy, what a showing they had on Saturday. I think that would even kind of surprise them a little bit.
Yeah, our freshmen are coming along. Belle's this smile after the race was awesome. She's been wanting to get in the 21s all year. This is what I want to do. I want to see if I can make it to state and by myself first and hopefully the team after that. And she was so happy. Getting 10th in that field is pretty impressive. And then Jaden was right there behind her at 23. And then Macy finally got back to running her race. And so it was awesome to see on the girls' side that it all came together for once. And Brinley, we got it figured out at practice so far with her breathing. So hopefully tomorrow she can finish her race and get back right there with Belle, and hopefully that could push the girls to maybe do something good in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And do you feel like your girls are right there to kind of compete with the Holcombs, the Southwestern Heights, you name it?
Yeah. Right now, if we all PR by another 30, 40 seconds, we can push third to fourth. Southwestern Heights is pretty far up there, but Holcomb, we were barely behind Cimarron, and they beat us pretty easily all year. And then, but you got Norton and stuff that's going to be there. So it's going to be a fight. But if we can keep PRing like we are and finally getting healthy on the girls' side, that we could push for it.
A boys' team finishing in third. You know, you were down one varsity runner last week there, but still. Guyman, you knew that was just going to be the cream of the crop, but down to one of your main varsity runners there and only 12 points behind Holcomb says a lot of your depth.
Yeah. The boys, not having Logan hurt, but it was really awesome to see the next man stand up or improve for us and say that, hey, I'll step up and do this for you. And Jace ran amazing. He got the low 18s. He was really excited. Ivan got in the 17s for the first time in his career. And he was just jacked up about it. Kevin with good finishes. We had some really good kicks at the end. Brendan finished with his best time of the year. He's kind of getting finally back to his old form from last year. And then Kasten was our last for one to get points. And he just keeps steadily moving up the board. And Spencer and Dylan were just right there too. And our JV looked really good. Looking at the 12 points, if Logan was in there, it would have been really tight.
It just kind of shows that the gap is definitely closed. Of course, you guys did knock him off there. Mm-hmm. But now you focus your attention here next week to a league. And down at Hugoton, you guys have been on the course before, so that's got to be pretty nice. And the rest of the year, you've been on that course already this year.
Yeah. We're excited. That was most of our PRs was that meet because that was one of our meets that was pretty nice. By the time the boys ran, it was getting a little hot. But the boys are really excited to go try to get Holcomb again. They know we're right there with them, and we got a little discouraged and a little motivation. We ended up getting ranked like eighth in the state when we were fifth the week before, and they were like, what are they seeing? I'm like, it's the coach's ranking, so you just got to prove everyone wrong. Like, hey, we belong in this top seven.
You know what? The rankings are nice to talk about until state, right?
Yeah, exactly. It don't matter until state who's the top 5-3, whatever you want to go for.
Yeah. All right. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. Thanks, as always, here. And good luck and have fun tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. And we're going to get a couple of juniors on the show starting off here. Who wants to go first? Okay, it's going to be Kevin. Kevin's like, I'll go first. And he gets the headset on, and I'll let him sit down. How you doing this evening?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right. So here you are. You're one of the elders on the team here. And what's that been like for you?
I mean, I've been enjoying the season pretty nice. I mean, especially the community and all the runners I have to run with. It's amazing at practice. Love running with the guys.
Yeah. Does it get pretty competitive at practice?
Sort of, especially when we take it serious. Mm-hmm. But usually just running with friends, having fun.
Oh, that's good. Man, you got a cold one in last Saturday, a cold race there. What was that like?
Perfect weather, perfect weather. Felt like it was the right time to push ourselves and challenge ourselves. Mm-hmm. We were all hyped about it. We all knew we could do it.
Yeah, and was that one of your better races?
Yes, definitely one of my better races. Definitely PR'd that meet. Everyone did great.
What was probably the biggest thing that contributed to your PR on Saturday?
I don't know. I mean, everybody was just cheering for us, and then I just felt great. It was just perfect weather. My legs felt good. I felt good. I thought it was just right, perfect time.
So that probably changes maybe what you want to accomplish tomorrow and even at regionals possibly. What's a time you'd like to see tomorrow?
Yep. Hopefully another PR. That would be amazing. Actually, the team went to Hugoton, but I didn't get to go one time because I was sick. So I missed that meet. So hopefully I can show up.
Okay. Well, hopefully so here. But how fun has this season been?
Oh, I mean, the running part not so fun, but everything else pretty great. You know, love the team.
It's a grind, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, Kevin, good job so far this year.
Thank you.
Good luck. And I guess run fast at league tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Kevin Peregrino joining us here. And we'll talk to another junior here in Macy Brown and have her on the show here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Here you are, junior year running cross country, and how's it been for you this year?
It's been good. It's just been really hot, and I kind of struggle with the heat, mm-hmm. but last meet, I finally kind of got my race back.
Well, as cold as it was, it's like you need to go hurry and finish this so you can warm up.
Yeah, kind of.
But, I mean, it obviously was a great race for you. How'd you feel like, before you crossed the finish line, how'd you feel like it was going until you saw your time?
I thought it was actually going pretty good because I was struggling with the heat the past couple meets, and that day I felt really good because I strive in the cold weather and everything. Uh-huh. So during the race, I felt pretty fast, and I didn't even look at my time at the end of the race because I was really tired. But after I crossed the finish line, I was like relieved that I was done running.
3.1 miles will do that to you, won't it?
Yeah.
you run back at Hugoton tomorrow. And what do you remember from running there maybe this year and in previous years?
I didn't actually go to Hugoton.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't go to Hugoton the year before that, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what have you found or heard about it then?
It's not bad of a course. It just has some competition. But since it's GWAC, it should be a lot easier.
All right. Hopefully it works out well for you here. And do you have kind of a goal time you'd like to have tomorrow?
Well, I want to get back in the 23s again like I did at Lakin, and I'm hoping for that, but at least getting in the 24s.
All right. And how fun has this year been for you?
It's been pretty good, actually, besides like heat and everything, but yeah. It's been good.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you tomorrow. And can you believe how fast it goes?
Yeah, it's gone really fast. It feels like almost over and everything.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season, and good luck to you coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.